Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Basic Witch. As always, I'm Cassie. How the fuck's it going? Hope you guys are having an amazing day. Wow. Things have been amazing right now, lately, all together, everything. Yeah, sounded really weird when I just did that. But yeah, everything has been crazy. I'm overwhelmed in the best way, and I don't even know how to explain all of it, but just to look back at where I was about 6 months ago, I was stressing over getting the house situated, dealing with all of that. Work was a fucking nightmare. I was stressed to the max. I just wanted to quit. You guys probably remember me breaking down at the beginning of one of these episodes saying how I just wanted to, you know, have everything work out, and I wanted to get away from that job. I wanted to basically just be a professional witch as my career and, you know, not have to deal with any of the other bullshit. Well, you guys, it's basically coming true. It's happening. And I could not be happier. I am thrilled at the way things are going, and I owe it all to you guys, honestly. Like, I would not be anywhere near where I'm at today if it was not for you guys. You guys give me the support and the energy and the drive to keep going. Between the podcast and my Shopify store and Facebook wanting to pay me to produce content and just everything coming together, it's truly an amazing, amazing opportunity that I'm experiencing. And I know a lot of you guys probably have seen the video, and you guys probably heard me talk in the episodes a couple weeks or so ago about how we have a new metaphysical store here in town. I'm going to start doing tarot readings at the store. So things are just really, really coming to fruition, and I could not be happier. I mean, I just really cannot express how fucking happy I am with the way things are coming together. So yeah, I'm really happy right now, and things are just amazing. So I just want to say thank you for your guys' support and just the energy that you guys send out, the vibes, because I feel them. I feel them all the time. Whenever I'm feeling stressed or low energy or down, and I just kind of ask the universe for some vibes, I swear I feel your guys' energy and vibes hit me like a fucking tornado. Like, it's amazing, and I thank you so much, because I wouldn't be here without you guys. So I'm gonna quit being sappy, and we're gonna get back into it. I just have so much to be thankful for, and you guys are the ones who got me here, so thank you so much for all of that. So we are talking about animals of the craft, and I really get excited when we start talking about animals. It's just the amazing connection between animals and the universe and us. It's quite mind-blowing when you really put it all together and think about it, but it's a good mind-blowing. It's something that really makes me feel comfort and makes me feel a lot of different emotions. I know it sounds crazy, but I just feel like animals are always trying to tell us something. And it's funny because I swear, the way that I'm going to get taken out in this world is I'm going to see a wild animal. I'm going to think that it's going to sense my vibes and not eat me. And then it's going to eat me. And that's how I'm going to leave this world. That's what's going to happen. It's fine. I'm okay with that, though. I'm okay with that. Because I just feel like they're going to vibe my energy. They're going to see that I'm good, and they're going to be kosher when they're probably just going to eat my face. But it's okay. So let's recap. We're talking about animal guides and spirit animals. Your animal guide has been with you from day one, from the very beginning, pretty much, you know, from when you were born. The animal guide has been right there. They usually work in the background. They're working in the shadows. We don't necessarily see them a lot. They really focus on work with our subconscious and kind of keep things moving in the background. And then spirit animals are what are kind of sent to us you know, during different phases and cycles in our lives. Think of like the moon phases and cycle, you know, her cycle shifts to different phases. Same thing with us. We're always constantly going through different cycles and different phases of those cycles. And during those times when we need something, spirit animals will be sent to us for the specific things that we need at that time. Now, someone had asked me before about totem animals, so I'm going to throw this in there. I'm not going to get deep on this because it's a subject I don't know a lot about. I'm going to be dead honest with you. So totem animals, a totem animal is the animal spirit that we call upon or we invoke. We invite to come and help us or join us. And it's we do this for their, because, you know, we want their help or their guidance or something. We want something from them. So this may be something that we know, for instance, so I use the owl, and it's an example in the first episode of this two-parter where I was talking about needing wisdom or something, because we associate owls with wisdom. And maybe you associate owls with something else. It just depends on you as a person and your beliefs, your connections, your thoughts. Because again, I cannot stress enough how important it is to remember that there is no wrong way to be a witch. So what you associate with one may not be what everybody else does. So for me, I consider owls to be wise. I think of knowledge and wisdom when I think of owls. So if I'm going through a time where I'm like, man, I need some help. I need some guidance. I need some knowledge. I need, you know, someone wise to give me some advice. I would call upon a totem owl. I would call upon the spirit of the owl to come and help me and help guide me. And that's kind of the similar process with the totem animals. Now, I am not going to get any deeper than this. When it comes to totem animals, because totem animals have deep ties to Native American tribes and a lot of their traditions, and I do not want to do any disrespect to that, so I am going to shut my fucking mouth when it comes to that, because I don't know, and I don't want to speculate, I don't want to be wrong. Out of respect, I'm just going to shut the fuck up when it comes to that. So I do have someone who I am trying to get on to do an episode with me who is Native American and who does have a lot of experience working with spirit animals and totem animals and animals in general. So I am working on that, and we will do like a special episode for that. But as of right now, I am not going to go any deeper than that out of respect. And the fourth and last version of animals that we had talked about in part one that I said I was going to get into would be the familiar. We have covered familiars in previous episodes, and I'm going to be very clear when I say this. I don't care what anyone says about familiars. They can be your fucking house cat if you want it to be your house cat. Okay? I get really frustrated with the gatekeeping shit, and this is one thing I am willing to fight on, because look, if you feel like your cat or your dog or your fucking rabbit or your hamster or your snake or the fucking mouse that lives in your basement or the squirrel outside that always comes around to your window, if you believe that is your fucking familiar, then that is your fucking familiar. End of story. I'm not going to tell you who your familiar is and who your familiar isn't, just as I would expect you not to do that to me. Familiars are something that is very personal to each and every one of us, and it's something that I don't think that really any of us have a say-so to say it is black and white, this or that, carved in stone, blah, 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 blah. So you'll notice that there is a lot of shit that gets said and pointed out when it comes to familiars, where people are like, no, it's this or that, or you can't say that, or you're not a real witch because you think your fucking cat is familiar. No, we're not doing that at all. We're not doing that. So yeah, if your cat's your familiar, that's awesome. So is mine. You guys already know Sky is my fucking familiar. She is up my ass 24/7. She knows what's going on. She knows things. She fucking gets it. She will alert me to things that I may have missed. Like if there's a spirit around, she notices it sometimes before I even do. And I'm not just saying, you know, Cassie, all cats fucking know shit. Yeah, I know that. All animals do. But she has this different way of letting me know things that I can't explain. So you know what, she's my familiar, and I don't care what people think about that. So that is the end of the talk on familiars. welcome. But seriously though, I'm not going to get into a whole bunch of people bitching about things. And this was a whole controversy on, I think it was like TikTok or another social media platform a while back. But your familiar can be whatever your familiar is, and we're just going to end it there. All right, so back to spirit animals and animal guides. So I want to have, we just recapped, you know, what a spirit animal is and a spirit guide or animal guide for the purpose of talking about the animals for the rest of this episode. We are going to refer to spirit animal, and that will mean either your spirit animal or your animal guide, because they will be working at different times. You know what I mean? So for all, for all intents and purposes, spirit to animal will be both. So I want to go back and really kind of recap some different ways of noticing your spirit animal or something around where they're trying to tell you something. So there's a really interesting look at examples here. Hang on, my brain is totally lost everything I was doing. I spilled shit on my notes too. All right, sorry, back to my thing. I've already recorded like a lot of this once. And then my soundboard, I noticed, had completely went out. So I lost like good quality version of it. So I'm like, yeah, we're going to redo this. And now my brain is like in the other place. So you're looking for signs. You're trying to find any kind of sign to figure out what's going on. Either you're trying to find your spirit animal, or you're trying to figure out what they're trying to tell you or whatever. So keep an eye out. It does not necessarily mean you're going to run into a physical fucking animal. So bear, we're going to start off with bear. It does not mean that you're necessarily going to run into a fucking bear right away. Like, oh, bam, hey, there's a bear. That's it. Sometimes you don't live in an area where your spirit animal is native to. I mean, I live in Indiana, so we have cats, dogs, mice, raccoons, squirrels, coyotes, foxes, deer. I mean, there's literally, you're not going to find a giraffe or an elephant or anything just walking down the fucking road. So our spirit animals have to find other ways to make their presence known with us. So for instance, think about, you know, things you see on repeat that are symbols of that animal. So we're talking about bear. You walk by and somebody has a bear tattoo, or you see a bear tattoo. You're scrolling fucking TikTok or Facebook or whatever social media you prefer, and you see a fucking bear tattoo on somebody, or you see something that, a bear claw for that fucking matter. Anything that can represent the bear, think of it as a sign that is trying to tell you. And this can be with any animal, but I'm using bear as an example. So you see things that trigger you, and you're like, oh, hey. Like, for me, constantly, I'm seeing cats of some sort, always, whether it be a big cat, little cat, house cat, fucking wild cat, like, cats, everywhere. Cat the fucking machine, like, caterpillar fucking machines, they call them cats, but cats, all the time, everywhere. And my animal guide is a lion, and a lot of times, I will have different kinds of cats popping up, but it's a reminder back to the fucking cat. The lion at all times for me, because I can tie it together. But you see different random things, you know, like you walk by and there's a restaurant called Bear or The Den or something like that. You're starting to see a pattern of things. You're starting to see different things happening. Don't be afraid to think about puns as well. So like, you know, say bear is your thing and you see, you know, bear paws. That may be a sign to like, hey, your bear is telling you you need to take a pause. Time out, pause. It sounded much funnier in my head. But that's something that you're going to notice is like, depending upon what animal it is, first off, and your connection to them, you're going to start noticing little things happening as they're trying to send you messages in different ways, different visions, different signs. And sometimes they'll be very clear, and sometimes they'll make you work for them. And if they're making you work for them, it's a lesson. It's a message. It's a, hey, you know, this or that or something. There's some reason they're making you work for it. It's not just going to be straight, clear cut. You know what I mean? It's going to make you work sometimes because that's part of your lesson. I know it sounds confusing, but I promise you it will make sense once you put it together with your animal and you start putting together the things that have happened. You start connecting those dots and you see that pattern forming. You see things happening. And a lot of times for me, I've noticed it doesn't really all make sense and come together until I look back. You know what I mean? Like, I'll look back and be like, oh, shit. Yeah, that actually makes perfect sense now. And it's the little things that, you know, I may struggle through at the beginning and I'm like, what the fuck? And then you go back and you look through what you've been through and you're like, oh, okay, this taught me this. This was for that, you know. And it's very rewarding to see the changes you've made because of the impact that these guides and spirits have had on us, you know. And we sometimes take for granted everything that they do to help us and teach us and show us because we don't really understand it in the moment. And then later on, when we put it together and we feel that power, that recharge, that feeling that sometimes is so fucking indescribable, you can't even put it into words. And you realize how magical the fucking universe is, and Mother Earth and nature and all of it just coming together, and it really just kind of gives you an aha moment, you know? It's something that really just opened your eyes to everything. At least for me, I've had several of those, and the more you learn about the animals that are in your life and why and what lessons are teaching you, the more amazed you'll get every fucking time. I promise you, you're gonna just be like, wow, that's fucking crazy. That makes so much sense now. All right, so now we're going to start talking about animals and breaking them down. We're going to start with larger animals first, larger mammals. We're going to continue along with the bear because we used the bear as the example a little bit ago. So when we're talking about larger mammals in general, some of their key attributes are that they're strong and sensitive, they know how to endure, they're loyal guardians, and they're attuned to Earth's heartbeat. And that's something to consider when you're thinking about like your larger animals as your spirit guides or spirit animals that we'll use for all intents and purposes throughout this episode. I'm talking like cow and elephants and bears and lions and giraffes and horses, things like that. Larger animals, heavier animals. They really just have a way of showing you so many wonderful things. So let's get into the bear. So this bear, we're talking about brown and black bears. Their key attributes are brave and resourceful, celebrates adventure, balances introspection and decisive action, and has a way to instill confidence in us. So they teach us that curious, intelligent, strong, and powerful. Bear is one of the first animals humans admired and worshipped. Bear is a warrior. He's courageous, self-confident, and skilled in defense. They're also highly inquisitive and humorous at times. Bears can be very mischievous and no stranger to fun and adventure. Bears are an exuberant guide to the inner world explorations. So bears have a way to connect us with ourselves and help bring out our courage and self-confidence and kind of help us overpower a lot of our own struggles. If we are talking about panda bears, their key attributes are balances strength with sensitivity, treasures solitude and tranquility, advises good personal boundaries, represents peace and harmony. We're easily charmed by the teddy bear qualities of pandas. They're soft, furry, they have a very rounded appearance, and it draws us in, as does their stylish black and white markings. Still, pandas are bears and know how to engage their warrior nature if need be. This is key to Apanda's teaching, how to balance a gentle soul with effective personal boundaries. Panda bears are advocates of a calm lifestyle that value patience, contentment, and quiet wandering. I like panda bears, they're very, very cute. Polar bears. Their key attributes are strong, powerful, intrepid, respected spirit guide, accomplished dreamtime traveler, serious nature tempered with curiosity and humor. As the largest and strongest of the bears, and the only one living at the top of the world, the polar bear is a formidable teacher. It's highly respected by ancient shamans of the far north. Polar bear connects deeply with the land, ice, sea, and sky, offering exceptional guidance through a variety of worlds. Like most bears, polar bears are intelligent, curious, and intuitive. They're fearless and sometimes fierce, and polar bears also have a dry sense of humor. So think of that when you are thinking about some of the lessons that they are teaching you, and you kind of like, that's not funny, but, you know, a polar bear would laugh at it, kind of thing. So it's kind of funny. We're talking about animals having a sense of humor, and our animal spirits, I'm sorry, spirit animals kind of teaching us lessons or, you know, jokes and funny stuff. Because I swear, like, I know I keep talking about Sky, but she sometimes thinks she's funny and, like, plays tricks on us. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the video I posted on TikTok and shared on Facebook of her in the Temu bag. Travis, seriously, he put it on the counter because he was getting ready to throw it away, and he came back. He went to throw something else away, and was going to take this one out to the outside garbage. And he went to grab it and didn't realize she was in it, and she, like, clawed, but, like, playfully clawed, and then hit her little paw back in there. And, like, it almost sounded like she laughed. You know what I mean? Like, it was just... it was cute because she was being playful, but she was also kind of being a dick. So I got my phone out and decided to record her, and she just thought it was just, you know, so fun to sit there and bat at us and stare at us. Like, it was just funny, you know what I mean? But these are the things I'm thinking about. Animals have senses, have a sense of humor, and sometimes they use that to teach us different lessons and show us things. Like, have you guys seen the video of the dolphin swimming at the aquarium, and he comes up and he purposely like scares this little girl, and then starts like playfully, like, you know, trying to make her smile after she starts crying and screaming and stuff. It's adorable, but it also shows you how in tune they are with people and how they really get our emotions and shit. And a lot of people don't understand how animals really do have like a lot of emotions, and they sense a lot of things. They have the same senses as we do in a lot of ways. So we have to think about these things when we start thinking about our animal guides and our spirit animals and familiars, or whatever the fuck you want to call any animal that you're working with at that moment. But think of how they interact with other people. Think of all the videos you've watched of animals doing silly things or whatever. And think about how in tune they are with people and how much we have in common and how we can connect. And now take that into working with us to teach us things and show us ways. And it's truly amazing. Earth and the universe and Mother Nature and all of the wonderful things are fucking magical as fuck, to be honest. This is really cool. All right, I'm done being sappy. Moving on. So bison or buffalo. So they're... key attributes are they represent abundance, they give freely, they live in accordance with nature, respect all life, reminds us to give thanks and be grateful. So, symbol of gratitude and generosity and service, powerful bison understand the value of sacrifice to feed and clothe others. Under bison's tutelage, we learn to give thanks, respect lives, and honor the spirits of animals that feed and clothe us. Call on bison when starting new projects or endeavors. Bison often advise us not to hurry or to force things, but to remain grounded, stay true to ourselves, and follow our path with integrity. This is how we manifest our dreams. So this would be something you might call on a bison or a buffalo to help you with. This would be a time when you are calling out to or trying to invoke a spirit animal. Not your animal guide, but your spirit animal. These can be very helpful. Do you see where what I'm putting together now with how we're going to use these animals to help us and how they teach us different things? So next, we're going to talk about the camel. Camel's attributes are know how to adapt, guides through challenging journeys, advocates for self-reliance, helps us to go the distance. So imagine a long line of camels bundled with human provisions, trekking day after day through scorching heat, relentless sandstorms, and constantly shifting dunes. This is a good image of camels teaching, helping us survive adversity and successfully travel through the harsh environments with persistence and endurance. The long haul may be tough, but camel gets us to where we need to be. And that is that part of us inside of us that keeps us going, that keeps us fighting. It's our fight. The camel is basically our fight. It's our passion. Like, you know, it's showing us how to adapt, go with the flow, make things, you know, make changes where we need to get through and to get ourselves out of the situation or to the next situation or whatever we're trying to do. But it is hands down our resilience. Cows, cattle. Cows exhibit peace and contentment. They nurture through maternal love. They advise on sharing, and they help us to see the goodness of life. So look into a cow's soulful eyes and you may glimpse a gentle intelligence and quiet wisdom that resides within. Cows don't need to be loud or show off because they know and are content with who they are. This is one of cow's grand teachings, to appreciate and love ourselves just as we are. Cows also encourage us to ruminate on our experiences and to thoroughly digest each bit of wonder and joy in the world. They teach us to slow down and to just kind of feel our feet on the earth and nourishing our energies that support us. Cows remind us that life is good. Life is good. Deer. If you are in the Midwest, you're going to think that your spirit animal is a fucking deer because they're everywhere. Literally, Travis, I don't know if I told you guys or not, but Travis was driving down the road to work in town, well, in the next town of Williamsport, in fucking town, and a deer comes out between houses, literally, in fucking town, in the suburbs, because the whole fucking town's suburb, but the deer literally just came out from between two houses and ran into the side of his truck. He didn't hit the deer hit him. And then got up and looked at him like, why in the fuck are you in my road? And then took off. The deer's fine. The truck, the side of it's all smashed in. He couldn't even open the passenger door. But he popped it out. His truck's a beater. It's fine. He just drives back and forth to work. But what the fuck, deer? He just popped out of nowhere. And that deer was trying to teach Trev a lesson. He was. So, deer are skilled listeners, teach empathy, excellent guides for children, powerful yet gentle healers. Sometimes linked with the fairy realm, deer are graceful and delicate and serene, but deer also know some secrets. Ancient people used to follow deer to find the best herbs and medicinal plants. This is one of a deer's teachings to help us heal by locating restorative treasures within. So there is an innocence about deer, an open-hearted quality that encourages appreciation of nature's beauty and acceptance of ourselves. A deer guides gentle and calmingly, and for this reason works really well with children and sensitive individuals. Kind and benevolent, deer teach us sympathy and empathy in an elegant manner. Sometimes it's linked to happiness and good fortune. Deer teach about simple and honest ways. Deer are very sweet, but damn, they need to stay out of the damn road. Elephants. Elephants teach us about patience and loyalty and wisdom. They engage life with sensitivity. They value commitment and nurture compassion. Solid, stable, intelligent, and often quite determined, elephants are Elephants are known to discern clearly and remember very well. You know, the memory of an elephant. You can fool an elephant. You can't fool an elephant. Man, I can't speak today. Linked in ancient times to royalty and wisdom, elephants can be true and loyal friends. Elephants display a wide range of emotions, including love and sorrow, perceptive and purposeful. Elephants can help to unearth hidden memories as well as trauma that needs to be healed. And that is something that I saw firsthand, elephants coming up and just popping up left and right. And somebody who has always had a very strong tie with elephants. I hands down would guarantee you that elephant is their animal guide. And they actually just dealt with some trauma healing and kind of dealing with some shadow work type shit and going through a lot of stuff. And they were experiencing a lot of blockage and they were trying to get pregnant and they dealt with their shit. They dealt with that trauma. They dealt with, you know, trying to make them, you know, some closure for some of that shit, and now they're pregnant. So I could not be more thrilled for them. They are going to be great parents. I'm just so happy to see how things work out. The giraffe. The giraffe bridges worlds. Represents grounded yet expansive viewpoints. It advises quiet contemplation, encourages us to reach our potential. And so one thing with the giraffe is quite literal, with the bridging and the long neck kind of represents the connection and bringing things together and really just growing and reaching high. It's crazy when you start putting things into perspective of the animal's attributes, but the animal's looks in some ways. Not always, but sometimes. So the most noticeable thing about a giraffe is, like I just said, its long neck. It also is a symbol of its teaching. The giraffe bridges worlds, the ground below with the sky above, earth-based knowledge with expansive views, a grounded presence with vantage points that allow perception into the distance and the future. So giraffes are quiet. They use body movements to communicate with others. Giraffes teach us about attention to detail and visual cues. You may not need words to communicate when a simple gesture or expression can say so much more. Giraffes encourage us to simplify, to refrain from over-explanation or over-expressing ourselves too loudly. Quiet contemplation yields deep wisdom of ourselves. It's actually quite interesting to put that into perspective, but it's pretty cool. Gorilla. They're solid, stable, gentle, and kind. They're champions of fairness. They teach respect and love through peaceful living and inspire honesty and, inspire honesty, dignity, and soul presence. So, though they're large and powerfully built, the mighty gorilla is surprisingly calm and gentle. They're shy, thoughtful, and sensitive to group dynamics. Gorillas encourage us to move past surface impressions in order to know the real being within. That is pretty deep. So communicating with a wide range of sounds and gestures, gorillas are attentive and they are attuned to nuance. Soulful and pensive, gorillas bring healing by listening and accepting, firmly connecting to earth energies. Gorillas know how to fully be present. This magnificent beast is not just intelligent, but wise. I don't know why I can't fucking speak today. I'm going to go ahead and take the break so that I can put my lips back on and return these lips, because I don't know who the fucks they are because they ain't working right. So, yeah, let's go ahead and take the little break out the way. And we're back. Okay, so I have determined the reason that I can't speak today is because I remember now that I forgot to take my ADHD meds. And so that's why I can't concentrate. And my words are all fuckered up. But let's face it, we're like 3 seasons deep. So, I mean, you guys are kind of used to it by now. So I apologize and I will try to remember to take them for next week. We shall see. Moving on. Now we're talking about horses. So horses are really, I don't want to say this, infamous as being considered spirit animals. A lot of people always talk about having the spirit of a horse and a lot of different things. A lot of people associate spirit and spirit animals and guidance with horses, and I can see why in a lot of ways. So their key attributes are awakens adventure, opens the heart, and encourages passion and joy. So horses have beauty and grace. They inspire us to experience the joy of movement as our spirit gallops to its destiny. In mythic tales, horses may have immense wings or a magical horn, signifying the power of flight and heightened awareness. A horse is a faithful inner guide. Horses encourage us, encourage the thrill of freedom and spirit of adventure that accompanies flying through the astral realms. Horses can help expand intuitive awareness and bring psychic abilities to consciousness. They're also very friendly and free-spirited, yet have this proud and powerful nature about them. They kind of nudge us to open our heart in order to join with others in love and partnership. They teach us balance between freedom and responsibility, adventure and belonging, personal power and group harmony. Horses encourage us to trust, mutual respect, and really a deeper awareness of how we work with others for a common good. With the horse, we learn to appreciate the magnitude and majesty of our soul's journey and the company of others. I really think that the horse is a really great example on teamwork in a lot of ways, even though if you were to take it literally, like horses and, you know, equestrian type shape, I don't really know a whole lot about that. I know it is like a single person type sport, if that's where you're looking at it, into like the sports aspect of it. But if you look at it in the sense of you and the horse as a team, it is more of like a team thing, because the horse needs you, you need the horse, neither one of you can do shit without of each other, you know what I mean, kind of thing. So I think the horse is a really good representative of working together. And in fact, I will tell you a little story about how I knew a horse was my spirit guide at one point, or my spirit animal at one point, because I had a girl working for me. She was obsessed with fucking horses, and I never paid attention to horses at all until this girl started working for me, and she constantly would just obsession with horses, 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 horses. She treated them as her own children. And it was very confusing for me at first, like, what the fuck? And then I realized I'm seeing horses everywhere, literally everywhere. They're popping up on my feed. I'm seeing different things that represent horses. I mean, just so many different things, like Mustangs constantly coming up, and horseshoes and cowboy boots, and just random different things coming up that associated with me. And then I realized that this person, I'm going to say it's the nicest way without trying to sound like a total asshole, drove me fucking nuts. But she was sent there by the spirit animals at that time of the horse to teach me patience and working with people and the power of working together and just kind of putting it all together and really just kind of appreciating people and dealing with people. And it just, it's beautiful to look back and realize what exactly was happening, what the whole point and meaning of it was. But at the moment, I was just like, what in the fuck is happening? It's just crazy to look back on. The kangaroo. So, shit. Kangaroos are about leaping forward. They know how to balance and counterbalance. They bring change and adventure and literally jumping for fucking joy. So, they have very long, powerful legs and strong tails that help them to really balance. And they're designed for leaping, really. So for kangaroos, jumping is a joy. The momentum, height, and distance speak to forward movement that is easy, graceful, and fun. Kangaroos have a good focus and clarity. Working with kangaroo may require eliminating mental clutter to clear a path ahead for change and adventure. When traveling for long periods of time, kangaroos can be a very helpful guide to leap over obstacles and to help remind us to carry on. Very powerful shit. A lot of people don't really think about some other animals. I mean, I know a lot of times people think of just like the more common ones, and we're trying to stick with common here, but there's quite a bit of different variety of them. But when people who don't really understand our craft think of spirit animals or animal guides, are not really thinking of some of these other kinds of animals. And it's really interesting when you start putting into perspective some of the amazing options that we have out there. So next we have the llama. Llamas are natural healers, balanced and grounded knowledge with expanded awareness. They stimulate telepathy. Buck, I hate saying this word, telepathy. Why can't I say that? And spiritual connections, and they kind of help align and harmonize energy. Living in elevated altitude in mountainous regions, llamas are naturally attuned to high frequencies of energy. They're sensible, intuitive, and intelligent, and they remain centered and grounded as they stimulate the expansion of awareness. They, like reception antennas, they can help us to tune into spiritual wavelengths that offer health, wisdom, and inner development. Llamas hum to communicate a variety of different feelings and use telepathy. I know I said that wrong, but I can't, but it just is what it is. To stay connected, they're devoted and caring. Llamas value each herd member for its unique area of expertise. Llamas are experts at harmonizing groups' energies and ensuring that each individual, as well as the herd, are happy and healthy. Again, what a great fucking lesson that we can learn from these animals. Lions, this is where I come in, y'all. This is my fucking animal guide. Whew, and has she taught me a lot of fucking lessons. So, lions are noble leaders, symbol of inner strength. What the fuck was that? At least some of you guys heard that. Please tell me you fucking heard that. Alright, so I have no idea what the fuck that noise was. I paused, went and searched, asked Travis, he didn't hear anything. I don't know what the fuck it was. So please tell me that I am not the only one who heard that. So when you guys listen to this, send me a message or make a post in the group or something, but maybe I'm fucking crazy. Maybe I am losing it, but I heard something fucked up there. So I don't want to say what I heard because I don't want to take away from whatever. I don't want to plant any seeds of what anybody else might hear. I don't want you to hear something because I hear it. I just want to see what you guys hear. Does that make sense? Like confirmation bias. That's what I'm trying to avoid. So yeah, heard something. Let me know if you heard it. So let's start back with lions again because I just freaked me the fuck out. So let me gather my being. It's been like 35 minutes since I paused it. And I'm still like, what the fuck? Alright, so back to lions. Lions are noble leaders. They're a symbol of inner strength. They inspire self-respect and invoke courage. They're associated with the sun, gold, and royalty. Lions remind us to remember who we are and conduct ourselves with dignity. They lead firmly with a noble heart. Lions can help us express our inner authority in a way that is commanding but not domineering. They're graceful and stealthy. Lions strengthen their spirit through experience and daring. Lions are vigilant and can be fierce, but they know the importance of a calm, cool exterior. Lions have some powerful knowledge, but they don't give it away for free. Are you willing to work for it? Lions require attentiveness and commitment. In return, lions may help you strengthen your dignity and find nobility within. And you know, you guys, I just cannot express enough how much this stuff resonates with me when it comes to the lion and my animal guide, because There's just so much you guys don't know, and I'm still working through stuff so you guys can know more things, but it's me working through it in my own way to be able to share information kind of thing. But it's just fucking crazy. Let's go on to moose or mooses. Just moose. It sounds so weird. Moose eye. Moose? I don't fucking know. I know the plural of moose is moose, but I don't like it. So, yeah. So, moose are patient and persistent. They connect deeply with the earth. They teach self-resilience and find wisdom in nature. So, the moose is a symbol of perseverance and endurance. Though they are quite large and appear ungainly, these animals are surprisingly agile and speedy. It's easy to misjudge a moose. The largest members of the deer family, they're both hardy and sensitive. Moose wander alone or with calves, never in herds. They're self-resilient and assured. The spirit of the moose invites us to deepen our connection with nature and earth. Moose knows what we need. It's all around us. It's up to us to look, listen, and learn. I don't know why I can't fucking speak today. Seriously, like, it's something is in the air, some shit, I don't know. Pumas would be, like, same category considered to be cougars, panthers, and mountain lions. So pumas are they have fine-tuned perception. They cut through illusions. They open awareness to the spirit world, and they clarify and integrate. With an extensive range of habitat, they are, wow. Did you guys hear that one? You may not have heard that one because it was really faint. Something is in this room tonight that is just fucking with me hardcore. Which we know Jack was messing with stuff today. Our spirit Jack, the one that we call Jack, that's like a prankster, like, you know, Jack of all trades, a jokester. Because earlier we couldn't find the remote control, like the TV remote, and we shook the blanket 3 fucking times, moved the blanket all across different parts of the couch. I went out to check the trash to make sure we didn't throw it away when we just threw away the food, like the dinner containers. And then came back in and Trav's like, I found it. It was in the fucking blanket. But there's no way because we shook it 3 fucking times and moved it multiple times. So that's what Jack does when I say he likes to play pranks or jokes. That's what he does. He likes to fuck with us with shit. But something has been in the house today and like definitely something is in here right now. I can feel it. It's driving me crazy. So let me restart that about the pumas. So they have a very extensive range of their habitat. This tawny colored, erect eared, long tailed cat is known by many different names in different places. Again, puma, cougar, panther, or mountain lion. They're large yet. Wow. I just fucked everything up. I don't know what the fuck I wrote there, but that is not the right word. Okay. Pumas move swiftly and silently with stealth. They know when to hide and when to act. Pumas advance intuitively, abruptly. They change their direction when necessary. The spirit of a puma is... a consummate guide to our inner world journeying. Encouraging us to steer clear of illusions, move toward clarity, and leap when the time is right. Pumas understand how to reclaim power and use it wisely, especially during times of transformation. Pumas push us to integrate what we've learned and put it into use and adapt and to make things work. An accomplished, no-nonsense teacher, pumas can help us achieve self-actualization with cat-like precision. I think we can all learn a lot from the pumas when they come to our lives. And again, remember, it's cougars, panthers, and or mountain lions are all considered in the puma category there. Reindeer or caribou. They're strong and fast. They can travel far. They're very family oriented, and they teach us about adaptation. So reindeer, semi-domesticated caribou is basically what reindeer is, have been helping humans since ancient times. They're noble animals. They represent wisdom, endurance, and creative adaptation. Again, like I said, they're very family oriented. They welcome social interaction within the herd and with humans. The spirit of reindeer nudges us to find our place in large groups and can help us harmonize to communication. If you've ever been anywhere where it's like, I'm trying to think. So here in Indiana, we have something called North Pole, Indiana, or Santa Claus Land, Indiana, and they have a thing called the North Pole. I think it's what it's called. And it's basically like a Santa's workshop. They have all kinds of stuff. They have reindeer there that literally come up. You can feed them, you can pet them, and it's just amazing. And they are the most gentlest, calming spirits. And when you're around them, you just can't help but feel calm and really warm and fuzzy inside. It's crazy. I remember being there and having an argument about something as a family. Like, I was being a very bratty fucking kid, and I was really upset about something, and I was petting the reindeer, and something just came over me, and it completely changed everything, how I was feeling. It was just, it's fucking crazy, honestly. But it's just insane how just being around them can just change you in such an overwhelm, just that sense that they bring over you. It's amazing how animals can do this to us. Just amazing. But reindeer live in extremely cold terrain. Like deer and moose, they know how to find food even under packed snow. Reindeer teach us inner strength, perseverance, and how to adapt when things get rough. Reindeer sense keenly and accurately, and they assess when they assess the surroundings, so they're very aware of what's happening, and they know what needs to be done and just how to do it. Reindeer get the fucking job done. Like, they are on their shit. Rhinoceroses. Rhinos. They have the key attributes of values. They value solitude. They roam open spaces. They discern the truth, and they're advocates of self-knowledge. Through their large, solid bodies, are well armored with thick skin, rhinoceroses are surprisingly very sensitive. I'm so sorry, I cannot fucking speak tonight. Something's got me all flustered here. They have excellent sense of smell and hearing, and very, very keen intuition. They're also really skilled in assessing situations accurately. Rhino suggests that we take in all the knowledge that our senses share. They're highly treasured and often coveted by humans. Rhinoceros' horns symbolize the perception of truth, to know who you really are. But rhino's horns belong to the rhino, so you can never know yourself by poaching the truth. So it's rather you must find it within yourself. Rhinoceroses recommend self-knowledge as the path to wisdom. And is that not the fucking truth or not? Like, I just posted a video on TikTok today about being your true self and, you know, really not being afraid to really be you. And how we can't reach our own highest self, like our own highest version of ourselves, if we don't have that peace within ourselves. In order to have that peace within ourselves, we have to really learn about ourselves and learn what triggers us. And we can use this in any fucking aspect of our life, not just our craft world. Any aspect of your life, you can be the best of it and be the best top of your game in any aspect, if you are true to yourself and you really search within your own soul to be happy within, and then you're like a fucking sponge for knowledge and creativity, and everything just kind of opens up and falls into place once you have your whole inside aligned, really. It's amazing to to see the transformations of people once they understand that and they're able to put that practice into their own life, just to see how things change. I am a walking fucking poster board of that shit right there. All right, let's talk about tigers. So the key attributes of tigers: they act with precision, they instill confidence, they deepen their presence and our presence in that sense, and awakens a passion and power. Prowling slightly through the dark of night, the largest of all cat species moves with purpose and self-assurance. Tigers know the power of stealth and surprise. Hidden within its furry paws are razor-sharp claws that spring to readiness when the time is right. Supremely focused and highly attuned to everything in its environment, tigers know how to act with precision. Physically strong and streamlined, tigers know the range of their power. Their senses are keen, their movements assertive and very commanding, yet they're very fluid and responsive too. The tiger stripes symbolize a strongly balanced composure. Tigers help us to move and act with greater self-assurance by reminding us of our own inner strength. Watching a tiger is a lesson in how to integrate intensely with sensitivity and power and with poise. It's actually amazing how cats have a lot of the same attributes, but also have different qualities that they can teach us different things with. It's really cool. Wolves. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people have wolves as their animal guides, and they also have them as their spirit animals coming in to teach them different things. I think that at one point we probably all had a wolf as a spirit guide or animal spirit for us coming in, spirit animal. Jesus, because I'm having a rough time tonight. I'm so very sorry. Like, this is not normally me. I don't know why things are being super weird for me today. I just feel like, I don't know, everything started off wonderfully, and I feel like I'm kind of under like some kind of mental attack in a way. I don't know. Anyway, wolves. So a wolf is a symbol of the wild, free spirit, dedicated to pack and family, skilled in strategy, and teaches wisdom through experience. Fiercely independent, yet extremely loyal to their pack and cubs, wolves balance free spirited adventures with faithfulness and responsibility. They're strong and intelligent. They avoid fighting, but will stand their ground. A wolf teaches respect and self-fairness and dedication to community. Wolves encourage us to learn through experience and act with integrity. Working with wolves can be demanding and is often a long-term process, which is why you will see a lot of people will carry on a wolf as their spirit animal for quite some time. And a lot of times wolves will be animal guides that are with you for a long haul, and they will call in other animals when needed. But the wolf is represented in so many different ways. I feel like the spirit of a wolf is just kind of embedded in each and every one of us in different ways. I mean, wolves are around everywhere in different things. A lot of times when you start seeing a wolf repeating itself over and over in your presence, as far as different things, not necessarily a physical wolf, but wolf packs or different things, you know, that represent wolves coming up, it might be a sign that there's a wolf in sheep's clothing around, and you need to be cautious. I literally had that happen to me several times. It's so funny, actually, because the sign I get over and over when I know there's like a wolf in sheep's clothing and I'm trying to learn is I will come across one of the shirts with the wolves on it. Like, you guys ever watched The Office where Dwight and Michael are at, well, the whole office is at the wedding for Jim and Pam, and Dwight's getting ready to go out, and he's in the hotel, and he has that shirt on with the wolves on it, and that shirt, like that same type pattern, I will see it just randomly pop up in an ad somewhere, or somebody wearing it on TV, or the Hangover movies will pop on and talk about the wolf pack over and over and over again. But it's the wolf on clothes. It's like a pun, you know, wolf in sheep's clothing. And it pops up in my mind instantly. It's like, oh, hey, this is a sign, because number one, I'm never going to wear that shirt. Number two, how often do you see that show? It's just crazy. Like, I just, and it's always somebody that shouldn't be there. It's insane. So wolves require focus and dedication, pushing us to see what is rather than what could be clouded by how we want things to be. Wolves teach us with fierce and honest love. It is hard lessons that animals are kind of aimed towards here, but it's the shining self that it knows that we can become that it really pushes us to find. Zebras teach us acceptance. They evoke compassion, they celebrate individuality, and help us with harmonizing group energy. As members of the horse family, zebras are distinct. Every black and white stripe on every zebra is every herd, and every herd is also distinct. An excellent metaphor for a zebra's teachings. Though zebras rely upon group dynamics for survival, they equally honor the individual views and talents of each herd member. Zebras teach the power of belonging wholeheartedly to a group without losing one's sense of self. Zebras advise integrating energies, male and female, dark and light, known and unknown, so that we may experience life in larger ways. A zebra's world, things are not just so much black and white or, you know, black and white, but black and white. They move past rigid viewpoints that separate and divide us. Rather, they like to observe, compliment of contrast. Jesus. They celebrate a variety of different things and embrace a plurality of views. A fucking bunch of views. Good Lord. When I write my little notes down, I'm like, oh, this sounds really great. And then it just sounds like horrible when I'm trying to say the words because my brain cannot connect with my mouth today for some reason. Lots and lots of weird stuff happening today. I don't know what's up. Is anybody else having the weird shit happening? Like, I don't know. Something's going on. Let's talk about a few small animals here. So some of the key attributes for small animals in general is they're adventurous, clever and curious, attentive to detail, alert to opportunity, and grounded and connected to the earth. So we're going to start off with the badger. They are tenacious. They commune with the earth's wisdom. They get to the core of things, and they're champions of self-expression. So sometimes known as the keeper of stories, badger likes to burrow deep, commune with the earth, and contemplate its ancient tales. Persistent and practical, badgers dig down and root around beneath the surface, often creating a maze of tunnels. Badgers can help us explore vast territories of our inner world and uncover the secrets and treasures hidden within each and every one of us. So a discerning and highly respected teacher, badgers have no time for half-hearted students. Working with badger requires respect and willingness to persist. Badgers are quite tenacious, and you may discover that a little of its energy goes a very long way. So if you are working with badgers as your spirit animal or a totem animal or whatever, you're working with a badger in any way, shape, or form of the sense, understand that you cannot just go into it half-assed. You have to go in whole-assed. You have to really give a damn to get the full experience and the full... What the fuck's the word I'm looking for? The full lesson, the full teachings. Bats. I cannot tell you how often bats have came into my life. Whew. So bats attributes. At home in the dark, skilled in flight and perception, helpful to the earth, and initiates deep change. At home in the dark, let's not take that so literal. It doesn't necessarily have to mean the dark, like how I'm scared of the fucking dark. It can also be the dark as in like the shadows of your shadow self. The dark as in like, you know, the dark parts of us. Some people consider, you know, witchcraft in general just to be considered dark. So you have to sometimes think about these things in not necessarily such a literal sense or such a physical sense. I'm never sure which way it is, but more can be a metaphorical sense of ways too. So it doesn't have to necessarily be just straight, you know, blah, blah, blah. So humans often misunderstand bats, quite often actually. Perhaps it's because bats are so unusual. They hang upside down in caves. They're cloaked inside their large leathery wings. Bats seem dead to the world until night approaches. Bats are the only mammals that can fly and have unique abilities to see in the dark. Most bats live in huge colonies. They're highly social with strong family ties. They have a loving, gentle touch. They also do a lot of good for the earth. Bats pollinate plants, eat insects, and they provide guano, which is an excellent fertilizer. People who fear bats often fear change in their own shadowy realm of subconscious fears. Addressing these aspects is part of the bat's teachings. Contrary to popular belief, bats are not blind. They can actually see better than humans. They also use high-frequency sounds to skillfully navigate through the dark. Bats can help us travel through unfamiliar territory. They perceive in more sensitive ways and appreciate new perceptives and strengthen our intuition. My fuck, man, I cannot remember writing it all night. That beaver. Beavers are very interesting, honestly, and they actually have a lot to teach us. So, beavers are creative builders. They value home and family, teach pride and craftsmanship, and blends form and function. I think I need new reading glasses. They're persistent and industrious with admirable work ethics. Beavers are legit master builders. Their dams can change the flow of rivers and the contours of fucking land. It's fucking crazy. Both astute and practical, beavers survey their environment for building resources, then set out to work. Beavers teach us how to focus our efforts and use materials at hand and work hard in order to achieve our goals. While they're quite productive, beavers are also devoted to their families. They create secure, comfortable lodges and include their young in the building activities. Beavers work well together and are known and know how to really divide tasks efficiently so that they can kind of divvy up things and not do all the work themselves. Beavers value form as well as function. Their lodges and dams are not only constructed carefully with strong foundations, but artfully with good attention to detail. The spirit of a beaver acknowledges accomplishment and encourages us to take pride in our work, to love and protect our creations. We can really learn a lot from beavers, to be honest. Cats. This one is something I think all of us can feel a connection to in one way, shape, or form. They are independent and self-assured, intuitive and insightful, agile and astute. So known as a goddess in ancient Egypt, cats are creatures of mystery and majesty. I'm just thinking about the sky. Humans have long associated cats with magic, shape-shifting and mystical knowledge, as well as secrets, darkness and superstition. Cat is a free thinker, the creative spirit, generally indifferent to human opinion. Cats teach us independence, resourcefulness, and self-reliance. They're swift and nimble. Cats move gracefully, skillfully, stalking with stealth, leaping with confidence. Cats champion an agile body and a discerning mind. As a teacher, cats can help us move quickly to see clearly and make unexpected breakthroughs. They're insightful and self-assured. Cats speed up the process of self-discovery. Comfortable in the shadows, cats like to prowl at night, exploring that which is not often seen by others. They're not afraid of the dark or a challenge. Cats offer unique perspectives as it nudges us to explore inner realms. An accomplished and discerning power animal, cats can help us confront our fears, heighten our intuitive abilities, and move both assertively and stylishly through unfamiliar territory. I can say straight up right now, if you need some confidence or clarity, cats are going to help you with that right now. So if you ever find yourself coming across a lot of fucking shit of different things popping up of multiple type of, you know, like a cheetah or lions or tigers or anything like that, anything to do with the cat world, focus on cats in general. If you can't pinpoint it down to a specific cat, always go towards like the overall cat. There's just something about the cat family that all comes back down to just that primal instinct of teaching us shit in ways that we don't ever really think about. Like, they are amazing at getting the point across and really... The fuck was that? Is it a fucking screaming? I'm fucking losing it. Yeah, cats have a way to help us get the point across when we're working with cats and of any form. It's truly amazing because we kind of take on that sleekness and they find ways to really get into our psyche and help us really become more in tune and insightful with ourselves and things happening on. And the shadow side of it is what I find to be the most incredible part that we're talking about here, because I feel like cats are always kind of in the shadows in our minds and our souls and our crafts. It's really interesting. I just have this strong connection with the feline world, and I really hope that everyone else is able to really feel that passion when they're working with their spirit animals and have that raw magnetism that you get from the animals. They teach us things that we never would have expected to learn from a fucking animal of all things. I think that's why it's really important that I really want to take my time with this section. I feel really horrible because I know this episode's kind of full of weird shit and kind of all over the place because I'm kind of losing it tonight. For some reason, like, my mind is... It's literally like when I walk back in this room, something is just fucking with my mind. I don't know what's up, but it's fucking crazy. But I really hope that you guys are able to understand how well these spirit animals come into our lives and really teach us amazing lessons. And half the time, we don't even fucking know it. We don't know it. So I have an assignment for everyone to come back to part three next week, where we're going to go over a bunch more animals and then wrap up some of the different adaptations and different things with them and go on. We're going to do a lot of show with animals here over this episode and next episode. But I have an assignment for you guys. So I want you to, before you come back next week, I want you to take time to sit and reflect back on times in your life where you went through some shit, a phase, a cycle, whatever you went through, and you learned some shit. And then I want you to really take some time to meditate on it, or whatever you do to be able to get clarity when looking back, and look back for signs of what animal was there to help you through it. Until you start to actually put in the thought process and the effort to see these things, you don't notice them. We just don't notice it because we've just become accustomed to going through life on autopilot in a lot of areas, that when things like this happen where we have animals that come along and help us or guide us in any way, that we kind of lose sight of it, and we don't notice. It's like when somebody gets a new car, you never really see that car until somebody gets one, then you start noticing it because you're looking for that car all the time. It's like the red cars, the white cars, the positive, the negative. With the animals, we aren't paying as close of attention as we should to them when things are happening. And if we go back now and put it into perspective of what was around us, what was happening at that time, put in the thought process of what animal was guiding you in the backgrounds, working in the shadows, just going hard at it in the back, making things come together. It's truly amazing. It's truly fucking amazing and mind-blowing. to look back and be like, holy fuck, man, they were there. Like, this animal was there. This animal was helping me. This animal was this, that, whatever. It's truly amazing to look back and have the ability to see all of that and see what it has done and how it all comes together. So do that for me. Take time to really go through and put it all together and see what animal was there helping you through during that time period or whatever you were going through and what lessons you took away from it. And I promise for next week, I will be less whatever the fuck I was today. Everything started out so great and then something got in my mind here. I don't like it, but we're going to fix it. So, that's it for today because my brain can't handle anymore. It's done. My brain is checked out. So, I hope you guys have an amazing day, week, month, year, whenever you're listening to this. We will continue our conversation on animals. They are just amazing and they just come into so much different aspects of our lives and our craft. And we don't give them near the credit that they deserve for everything that they do. And our animal guide for sending these different spirit animals to help us and guide us and take us along on these journeys and be there for us. And we just don't even notice it half the time. So that is something we all need to work on. Me, especially. When I say we, I mean me. Because I just had an epiphany now of another time where I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? That makes so much sense now. A time I didn't even think about until I literally was just telling you guys to think about it and then it hit me back. I'm like, oh, man, I remember that now. I really remember how much that shit changed everything. So it's crazy how, like I said, we just don't notice it until we stop and smell the roses. So, except next week I will be more on it. I'm going to remember to take my meds and hopefully I'm going to save the fuck out of this room here in a minute. So we should be good. So hope you guys have an amazing day, week, month, year. Whenever you're listening, you can email me thebasicwitch2020@gmail.com. You can find me on TikTok @thebasicwitch2020. You can find me on Instagram, Cassie the Basic Witch, YouTube, Cassie the Basic Witch. Join our Facebook group, The Basic Witch. You can follow me on Facebook, Cassie Godfrey. Check out my Spotify store, The Basic Witch by Cassie. I think that's it. I'm going to go meditate, center, ground, cleanse, all the wonderful things because my head is in la la land. So, all right, you guys, that's it for today. Bless be and love you. Bye.